Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com,
iTunes, or on the Stitcher app.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Stream the audio there also, TNTRadioEmpire.com. Twitter, Facebook, all that stuff's out there too. Get a hold of us, email, call puss. All right, you can do all that. Facebook us, friend us, whatever.
TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com is the email address.
Josh Wolf gives us a phone. Josh doing another one. He's doing a virtual special too, like Titus did.
Yeah, he's doing a YouTube live streaming thing on Saturday night this weekend.
And Brad Williams will join the show on Friday, and he's actually in Salt Lake City at a club.
Yeah. Yeah, the reason I got a hold of Brad is because I saw he had tweeted that he'd done a project with Fred Willard. And so when Fred died, he posted a picture. It was something on Netflix, mm-hmm. and he said he got to improv a comedy scene with Fred Willard. And I got to hear that story.
Now, when Titus did his soundstage thing, which is the same venue I think Josh Wolf is using, how many people were there?
What did he say, like
10? Remember, he had friends show up, yeah.
Like 10 or 15 people, maybe?
Yeah.
Stand up in front of people you know is brutal.
I bet it is.
Oh, I bet it's tough.
Just people you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah, if there's somebody you know in the crowd, amongst everybody, fine. Yeah. But if it's just all your friends, you think that's funny, dude? Ha, 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 ha.
You mean the ones who really actually enjoy it when you die?
Yeah.
When you just eat it on stage?
Was on this date in 2009, NFL quarterback Mike Vick was released from federal prison.
I don't want you eating anymore. You're part of the show now. I mean, you were a part of the show, but now you're here every damn day. So don't go eating it.
Well, I'll just mention you guys more when I'm eating it. You're like, hey, hear me in the morning.
That's how you'll segue out of the ones you're eating on. Hey, you want to hear more of that? No, no. If I'm at that shade, no. We won't allow that joke. So better not eat it anymore.
Yeah. Oh, there will be moments.
I know there will.
Yeah.
Of course there will.
Yeah, you've been put on notice now.
Yeah, it's always kind of a wild card when you go to those Legion halls, or you don't know what kind of crowd you're going to get.
Even to Funny Bone.
Funny Bone's a little more consistent. Yeah. You know, at least those people probably have had experience at a comedy club.
Not all the time.
Yeah, usually go well.
When an American Legion one, there's people that have probably never seen a comedy show before.
Yeah.
And don't know how to behave.
Well, and up until now, Nick, I'm sure you didn't know that only telling good jokes was an option.
Yeah.
like, you know, now that Tyler said you have the option. Oh, well.
Don't eat it now.
I'll just go tell good
jokes.
You're
representing. Don't eat it now.
It was on this date in 2009, NFL quarterback Mike Vick.
Nick had a bad set this week and we had to let him go.
Maybe I don't want the clubs to open back up.
No. We're heartless, but not that heartless.
I'm probably cursing myself by saying, but it's been a long time since I've gone for just like complete silence.
Yeah. I'm interrupting you,
sure,
Greg, because you want us to kill some time. I'm killing time for you.
I'm not complaining,
all right,
am I?
All right, I'll keep. Am talking,
I? Man. I'm not complaining a bit.
You're looking at Puss and laughing.
Smile. Yeah, that ain't complaining.
All right.
At all.
It's not.
That's happiness. That's joy.
All right.
And you know me.
You're full of happiness. You're open. To
I'm
joy.
Open to joy, and I found it. It
still.
Found me.
Are you still? Open to joy?
Absolutely.
I have not heard you say that since the pandemic.
No. But I am open to joy. I mean, but it keeps finding me. So it's...
No, it doesn't.
That must be what fills up all his hours in the day, since he doesn't have too many.
That's
and the rest of us do.
Joy and I are searching for one another.
Yeah, right.
I don't think you've mentioned
are open
being
to one another.
Open to joy for at least 10 weeks.
That's because I just feel it. I'm full of joy.
Well, you need to express it more often.
I mean, you're right. And I try to.
Spread the joy,
you're
Craig.
Full of S, too,
right,
by the way.
When you say that, it gives us all hope.
Good.
And we all need a glimmer of that.
Good. It was on this date in 2009, Mike Vick was open to joy. He was released from federal prison after serving 21 months of a 23-month sentence in connection with the dogfighting ring. He had to serve the last couple of months in at home confinement at his mansion, and he was also had to work a construction job as a probation condition.
I saw Vic play when he was the Eagles quarterback against the Steelers, and my favorite part about that game was there were a bunch of dudes, a bunch of brothers in the in tailgating, walking around with T-shirts that said "Mike Vick kills dogs," and so all these Steeler black guys, black guy Steeler fans, walking around selling, and they were great shirts, but I didn't want to walk around with that shirt on. And he was there selling Mike Vick kills dogs, and then we ended up beating the Eagles that game. And what 2 years later, he's a Steeler backup. Remember
right.
that? He was a Steeler.
Yeah, he was for like one year. Right?
1 year, yeah, yeah.
I forgot about that.
I always thought about those guys. Mike Vick's cool now.
Yeah, you just cross off the kills dogs part. You can still wear the shirt.
Mike Vick, right. Yeah.
I don't remember the year he played for the Jets. 2014, one season with the Jets.
Who's the team that got him right away? It was the Eagles, right?
No, Falcons drafted him.
No,
I knew
prison.
That. After prison.
After prison, yeah, it was the Eagles.
Eagles, yeah. Yeah.
And Andy Reid.
And he started for the Eagles. We saw
yeah,
him
play. He had a second career.
Right, right. And it was brutal because our seats were right where the Eagles come out at Heinz Field. And I'm looking down, and I'm not going to yell at it because I figured the audience is going to take care of this. Oh, and they did. You know, people were barking.
Yeah, what do you have? He had at least two, three good, really,
oh, he played really
good years with the Eagles.
Oh, he played really well with the
after,
Eagles.
After
yeah.
prison, yeah.
Yeah,
because yeah. Yeah, that happened right in the middle of his career.
Right. Amazing.
It is also Bud Grant's birthday. Football Hall of Fame coach Harry Bud Grant.
I had no idea he was a Harry.
Bud don't play sleeves.
No relation to ass crack?
He's an ass crack from way back.
Yeah. Are you gonna say who's
best
taller?
Known for his years with the Minnesota Vikings, the eighth winningest coach in professional football.
Yeah, he's a legend. Old Bud Grant.
I think he was the coach for all of their Super Bowls.
Yeah. Losses, too.
Pretty sure of that.
Yeah.
I just always remember him trotting out. It was that year that Favre was the second year.
T-shirt.
They were playing outside at the college stadium. It was
right.
like 50 below zero. He's in short sleeves.
Yeah.
Bud Grant, don't play. This isn't cold.
And yes, Tyler, we are playing Who's Taller. Is it Bud Grant or Mike Vick?
You tell Vick's 6'1".
Yeah, Bud Grant was a big guy, too.
You tell me, Todd. I'm asking you now. You're the only one that knows more about Bud Grant than we do.
Yeah, well, when I see
low
Bud
bar.
Grant, you always see him among big people.
Big guys.
So it's hard to get a perspective there. But I'm going to say Bud Grant's taller.
I'll go with Bud Grant.
Yeah, I'll roll with it.
I couldn't pick Bud Grant out of a lineup.
Okay.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's an old
school. Because you're right. Vic was not an exceedingly tall quarterback.
No, I would say Vic's
he was 6'6".
Yeah, exactly.
At max.
Go ahead.
I'm
going
to say Bud Grant.
Yeah, your boy
right,
Hank Stram beat Bud Grant.
By the way, I'm still pissed because I retweeted the guy that follows us on Twitter, the Who's Taller, a bunch of fan sites out there for Twitter. I'm still pissed that I picked Garnett over a giant. and
I followed you down that hole. I'm an idiot.
And this guy, the Who's Taller guy, and there's a bunch of scoreboard ones. There's a bunch of them. They're all out there. But one of them posted the pictures of Andre the Giant and Kevin Garnett and then listed all four of our names. And two of us were wrong, me and Puss. I'm looking at yes as a retweet. I'm thinking, I picked against a guy that's a giant.
You know what I think?
We lost by 5 inches.
It's in his name.
I'm just an idiot.
And you
Puss followed me down the idiot bandwagon.
We were 6 feet away from Kevin Garnett.
We stood right beside him.
NBA exhibition game.
But he still wasn't taller than a giant.
But he was a giant.
6'11 is a giant, but 7'4 is a gianter.
Good word.
Yes, it is.
All right, so go ahead. I'm still mad at that game.
So we're all on.
We're all on Bud Grant.
And you're all right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Bud Grant, 6'3".
Oh, I didn't know he was that tall.
Mike Vick checks in at 6 feet even.
Oh, even.
Yeah.
All right.
That was tough because Vick always seemed short, but he was amongst offensive linemen and stuff. We're
right,
all six
right.
and a half feet tall.
Well, yeah, it is. NFL quarterbacks go 6 foot is short.
Right.
Bud Grant once got busted in Nebraska for
baiting geese. Yeah. After he retired.
Throwing some corn around
got arrested
a hopper
for it, yeah.
to attract geese.
Yeah.
That's illegal?
And apparently, that's a game violation.
Yeah. But you can throw bread at ducks?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. But yeah, you're not shooting them.
Yeah, but you just can't shoot them.
Now it makes sense.
Yeah, one little detail swings things.
Yeah, I think you could feed all the animals you want. Yeah. I don't think they encourage that, but you just can't
shoot them.
Feed them and then shoot them.
All right, got it. You can't occupy them with the food while ending their life.
I'm still getting taken a loaf of bread to the pond.
Yeah, you can still do that.
That's a relief.
New survey says that people are putting on weight while in quarantine. WebMD surveyed over 1,000 readers in the United States and says that 47% of women and 22% of men have experienced weight gain during the pandemic.
I thought I would either go, you know, whole hog on the working out, or I would work out a whole bunch less, but nah, I'm doing about the same amount of physical activity.
I'm pretty much the same
pre-pandemic.
My problem is since we're all stuck in the house, I think I'm pretty much staying even. I don't ever get in a scale. I just feel it with my pants or your shirts and stuff like that. But the fact is, I still look forward to cheat when I want to, when I really want something nasty. And for me, it's not only a cheeseburger and stuff like that. Oh, I love those. It's like a pizza, you know.
Yeah.
I just like to. I look forward, since we're pandemic, we're stuck in the house. You want to eat something, you want to trigger, it's comfort food.
You got to do something to make yourself happy every
now and then. Also, alcohol puts on calories too, for that matter. But you're right. I'm not going to worry about it. You want a pizza? Yes, I do.
Most of us gained less than 10 pounds.
Because it's a global pandemic.
Yeah. Right. Well, most of us gained less than 10 pounds, but 4%
much,
of us said that they gained more than 21 pounds.
Oof. I'm sure there's some people that have done that.
Don't make yourself happy with every meal.
Well, there are people that are not leaving their house. And even people that don't exercise, if you're leaving your house for work, you're moving around. And they're just getting up and sitting on the couch.
No, you do have to make an effort.
Right.
When you're stuck in the house, you have to make an effort.
And
to
they don't
do
realize
something.
It. I make it a point once a week to put my fly-in jeans on just to see.
Yeah, I was going
to
say. You wear drawstring. Yeah.
Just to see how they fit. Yeah. And it's good so far. I think I'm down about 5 pounds because they weighed me at the doctor the other day.
Oh.
Yeah, if you start running out of drawstring, then it's a problem.
Yeah.
Right.
Wait a minute, I had more drawstring than this last week.
I can't make a knot.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
And apparently the coronavirus outbreak has dealt a major blow to the cosmetics industry.
Oh, yeah. Would it kill you to put some makeup on?
Yes, it would.
Apparently so.
Dress clothes and makeup. Unnecessary right now.
Yeah. Which your wife didn't hear that line.
Yeah. I bet the sale of high-end suits is down.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Dry cleaning is... Yeah. They're losing business left and right, dry cleaners.
And coronavirus particles can last in the air for 8 to 14 minutes, according to researchers, morons, at the National Institutes of Health.
Suck some Clorox down.
I thought
fine.
You were going to say munch. I expected worse news.
Yeah, that was best case scenario for the 8 to 14. Yeah. It's not hours.
What that means is there is a substantial opportunity for asymptomatic carriers to transmit the virus from just having a conversation. Well, keep in mind, I didn't say on a surface, in the air. We're not talking surface stuff here. We're talking airborne stuff
Go get a test.
8 to 14 minutes.
So
they're not available.
Just go get a test.
Not available.
Thank you, Craig.
Craig, would it help to keep that out of the air if you covered your mouth in some fashion?
In some sort of fashion.
Like maybe with a mask?
A mask
or something?
Of some sort might help out
cover
with that.
Cover your mouth and nose?
Pussies.
Yeah.
And apparently
Retard
we are
pussies.
Losing Pier 1, they were going down the drain anyway, and the virus kind of put the cap on that deal. Mm-hmm.
Old wicker furniture.
Yeah. Out of Jupiter, Florida, Brian Hitchens was a self-proclaimed COVID-19 skeptic about a month ago.
Doesn't it just sound stupid saying COVID-19 skeptic?
He said...
Because all those people that say that are not doctors.
He said...
So, yeah, it's shut down the entire world.
And so don't say... It's just my opinion. No, you're dumb. You're done.
Brian said that he thought it was maybe the government trying something.
Oh, God.
And it was kind of like they threw it out there to kind of distract us, he said.
I really get sick of people saying, oh, the media is just creating a bunch of just being fear mongers. And the same people will put something up that, Dr. Fauci created this in the virus, and he's got a bunch of super troopers that are going to go take over Trump's office. Yeah. That's not instilling fear.
Well, they're dumb. Mm-hmm.
Because least when you say, the media says there's a big bad virus out there and it might kill you, there's an iota of truth to that.
Yes.
There's no truth at all.
Oh, it is not just might kill you.
Fauci
it can kill you.
And manufacturing the virus in a lab.
Yeah, on the Facebook.
So I guess if it's a total lie, it's not fear mongering.
Right. But I don't know how you report on something like this without it inducing fear.
Right.
Since the whole, we
should be scared.
Global pandemic, it's going to be okay. Like, it's not for everybody, but it's not going to be okay.
The nature of a pandemic is it's scary.
Yeah.
So it may induce fear.
100,000 deaths almost.
On the Facebook, Mr. Hitchens said that he believed the pandemic was blown out of proportion, and he's putting his faith in God.
Oh, Jesus.
He said he gets up in the morning, prays, and trusts in God for his protection, and he's just going to leave it at that. There were all these masks and gloves. He said it looked like a hysteria. Now Mr. Hitchens and his wife are in the hospital after contracting the virus.
Yeah, that's how that had to end.
Yep.
Now he says it wasn't some made up thing. This is a real virus. You got to take this seriously.
Once again, no, there are people that don't believe him now because they don't have it.
There's going to be a new story like this every day for a long time.
He is showing signs of improvement, but says his wife's condition deteriorated and she had to be sedated and put on a ventilator 3 weeks ago.
You know what else he said?
Suck it, Jesus.
No. He says, looking back, that he should have worn a mask in the beginning,
really?
But he didn't, and perhaps he's paying the price for it now, but he knows that if it was me, that if it was him that gave it to his wife, he knows that she forgives him, and he knows that God forgives him as well.
Whatever. Good. Yeah.
So, whatever.
Whatever.
Hey, what happened?
Yeah. You killed your wife.
Yeah.
It's a government conspiracy.
If only there was some way he could have found out the virus was real before he got it.
Right.
If only.
Oh.
Wouldn't that have to be like a worldwide conspiracy?
Yeah. To get Trump,
it is.
Yeah, to get Trump out of office.
Yeah.
It is, Nick.
Yeah. Duh.
Yeah. Whole world's on board, Nick.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because you know how easy it is to get that to happen.
Yeah.
A team at Washington University in St. Louis's medical school. Washington University in St. Louis's medical school created a gene therapy that, when given to mice, allowed them to build muscle mass and reduce obesity while still eating a diet high in fat and not exercising.
Wow, when they come with a pill someday down the road.
They targeted a gene that blocks a protein, blah, blah, blah.
And then Dr. Fauci's going to unleash a bunch of buff mice to come get us.
The mice's muscle mass and strength more than doubled, and they experienced reduced damage related to osteoarthritis and less inflammation in their joints.
They're looking swole.
Perfect.
Yeah. The researchers were worried that the muscle growth caused by the therapy could hurt the heart, but the study revealed that the heart function and cardiovascular health of the treated mice actually improved. You can read more about this research in Science Advances.
Can we get the bulky mice to fight each other and bet on it?
Yes.
We're dying for stuff to bet on.
Yeah. Live sports.
I'd watch a mouse fight. If it were live.
Yeah. These recorder ones, I know it won. I hate that.
You haven't gotten to it yet, Todd, but John Oliver's bit this week's about sports, and there's these marble racing leagues, and they
I've seen it's actually fascinating video.
Well, apparently
they tracks.
Oh, all kinds of stuff, obstacles and tracks.
And they start them off the same way, and they go see who wins.
And they were coming up on the new season, and they didn't have a sponsor, so. John Oliver, they stepped in. Whole season is brought to you by Last Week Tonight with John Oliver.
Right. The one I saw, it's a small sloped hill, and they just dug a bunch of grooves in the hill.
Yeah.
And then let a bunch of marbles go. And a dude's calling play-by-play.
Oh, really?
All the marbles have names.
Man, we are desperate.
So there's not somebody like shooting. They're not like individual shooting them. They just dump them all at the same time.
No, they dump them all out at the same time.
They lift a ruler up and they just all go at the same time.
Okay. I mean, elaborate tracks. And they built like stands with other marbles in the stands. And I mean, it is full on. And if it was on TV right now, I would turn it on.
Oh, man, this can't be over soon enough.
You're right. That part of the new normal I don't like.
Yeah, I'll watch. The marbles in the stands. Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
That's a bit much.
Yeah. Last month, you may recall, there was news of a new Cannonball Run record.
Yeah, that's right, because the roads were empty.
Oh, yeah. And they drove like hell. From where? L.A. to New York?
It was the other way,
New York to California.
Okay.
And it was just 26 hours, 38 minutes from New York to California. Low traffic, blah, blah, blah. Everybody staying in. Ed Bolian of VinWiki reports numerous Cannonball records have been smashed over the last several weeks, including the solo record, the Diesel record, and the Coast to Coast to Coast record.
Well, back.
The solo one would be tough.
Yeah.
You'd need a lot of meth for that one.
Well, plus there's no car spotting you. You probably get stopped more.
The record is now not 26 hours and 38 minutes, and they're not exactly telling us, but it is now under 26 hours.
Wow.
Do they still make radar detectors? And are they effective anymore?
Yes.
I've seen them. I've seen them here and there.
I don't hear a lot about them anymore.
Well,
there was a time when everybody had one.
Oh, yeah, I remember having one.
In the 80s, everybody
had one, too. You are hearing is that many, many more people, and there's been over 100 in the state of Nebraska, people getting busted for going over 100 miles an hour because nobody's on the road.
Right. Sure. I saw that story. Everybody's speeding now because they can.
Yeah.
Well, the roads are packing back up in this state.
Right, and they all get free Maseratis. Right.
So now
it was a Lamborghini that kid wanted, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So now they think that this setting of the record of the Cannonball Run is over.
Yeah, but now they're crowed.
Because now people are starting to get back in. A lot of people made it in that time period when no one was on the roads, people are starting to get back on the roads and whatnot.
Yeah, a month
ago.
And
they figure it's going to be that's over.
Yeah,
setting records.
A month ago, they were probably at their emptiest.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's a long drive.
That is.
Solo.
Oh, I couldn't imagine.
No.
Also not safe. And you're right. Some uppers.
It had to have been drug fueled.
Totally. Mm-hmm. Totally.
I don't see it could not have been.
Had to be uppers.
Just snorting rails of Adderall.
Yeah, and not like.
Yeah, not coffee.
No, and not coffee or Monster Energy. And
yeah, because
it's got to be pill form.
If you're doing liquid.
Or Coke.
You got to get out and take a leak.
You're just crapping your pants. That'll slow you down.
It's nose form. Yeah. I just take it from people who have driven a long distance. Yeah. That's how I got to Pittsburgh once. Nose form. It's the only way I made it by myself. Believe me.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.